The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, today's reading, gospel reading, what I love about it is that Mary once again just proves herself to be so humble and compassionate in the midst of all the focus, as it were, that could have been drawn to herself. She just doesn't do that. So as we saw in yesterday's reading, the Annunciation reading, she's just gotten this word that she is going to be the incarnate mother of the Son of God through the Holy Spirit. And of course, I mean, some people might have gone, wow, I mean, this is the most important function a human being will, you know, born of a woman, you know, and a man will ever have. And the answer is, yep, that's absolutely true. But she's not thinking that. She's not thinking anything except one thing. Right in the middle of that revelation that she gets, the angel tells her to give her a sign that her kinswoman Elizabeth is with child. She who is thought to be barren will now be a mother. And Mary's reaction, you know, I'm glad it wasn't me, because I would have been just in a completely mesmerized, narcissistic trance. And she is sitting there thinking to herself, I better go out and visit Elizabeth. I better go out and just see how this other person is doing. No focus on herself, complete focus on Elizabeth, her kinswoman, a completely, a heedless, you know, of the long, you know, this, you know, you just don't travel somewhere, you know, from the, Nazareth over to the outskirts of Judea, you know, I mean, that's a trek. From north to south there, that's pretty good. And to do that, you know, is dangerous, it's inconvenient, it's hard. And of course, there's Mary. She does everything according to plan, as it were, filled with humility, filled with compassion, filled with love, filled with empathy. The example of who the Mother of God should be, and precisely the reason that God selects her, because she knows from the beginning it's not about her, it's about God, and it's about the people of God who will be served by the progeny she bears. And that, of course, is the same unconditional love reflected by the Father and the Son who becomes incarnate, and the Father who allows it to be so. Perfect in love. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.